Thursday, friends. You know, a record event happened last Friday, which is the Standard & Poor hit a record high, regaining everything that had been lost since the tariff announcement and the dip that happened then. So it's risen over 23% in the last few months. Now, it's had some ups and downs this year, and I thought it might be fun to look at the cause and effect of those and what happened. Now, keep in mind that stock prices also, in addition to making money for investors, they also represent business confidence and even consumer confidence. So rising is a good thing. So let's look at what happened. So Trump being inaugurated, he's viewed as business friendly, and that caused it to go up. A good thing. When the news of restrictive tariffs came, that caused it to drop, as expected. The tariffs were delayed and have been at different times during the year. Every time, it rises again. Now, last week, we talked about some solid economic data that had been reported in terms of unemployment rate being low, the economy's at full employment, and the inflation rate is leveling out close to the Fed's target rate. So that has caused things to go up. Additionally, as a result of that, there's the strong possibility that interest rates will go down. When interest rates go down, that lowers costs for producers and also for consumers, encouraging them to spend more. Once again, we go up. Due to recent events, tension has eased some between Iran and Israel, which has caused oil prices to drop. Now, oil factors heavily into a healthy economy because it's used in manufacturing, it's used for transportation, all the supply chain stuff, and also we feel better at the pump, so that encourages us to spend more as well. Once again, going up. So all of these things together have led to a very strong economy and strong outlook for the future. And once again, I would say, as I've been saying all along, I would advise us not to look at these, not to sound the gong of doom and gloom whenever these dips happen, because you know, the economy writes itself and things go up. Last Friday, we had an historic event. Tomorrow is also Friday. Let's go and use our common sense. And happy 4th of July.
Don't worry, be happy now. Don't worry. Be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Ain't got no place to lay your head. Somebody came and took your bed. Don't worry.